good evening, everyone. On behalf of Bethel Children's Crusade, I want to welcome everyone tonight, this to our annual Parents' Night. This is the first Parents' Night since 2019. So we welcome you all here this evening. Delighted to see so many with us here tonight, all the boys and girls, and mums and dads, aunts and uncles, grannies and granddads. We welcome you all in the Saviour's precious name. We're going to commence our service tonight by singing together the hymn number 692 in your hymn book, 692. It's a very well-known children's hymn. It's on the page 455, just if you aren't familiar with the hymn book. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. We'll stand as we sing, as the organist leads us in our praise. And boys and girls and mums and dads, let us really sing it out with all of our hearts. Boys and girls, that was very good singing. It's good to sing out for the Lord. Now, we're going to open our meeting with a word of prayer. So remember, boys and girls, the prayer drill, all arms folded, all heads bowed, all lips closed, just while we talk to God in prayer tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we come to Thee in prayer through the name of Thy Son, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us, who gave Himself for our sins upon the cross of Calvary. We come to Thee tonight to thank Thee for that wonderful love that Jesus showed to us when He suffered and bled and died upon the cross. Father, we do thank Thee for the return tonight of the annual Parents' Night for Bethel Children's Crusade. We thank Thee, O God, for Thy blessing upon these meetings, even since we've last met together here, even in this fashion. And Father, we pray that thy blessing will be upon our meeting tonight, O God, from this opening hymn to the last amen. We pray that we might know a very gracious, conscious sense of the presence and the nearness of the Lord. We do thank thee tonight for all the boys and girls who've been able to come. We pray that thou wilt bless each one of these young lives. We do covet them, O God, for thee. And we pray that early and young in life, each and every one of them will know what it is to put their faith and to put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to take away their sins and to take them to heaven. Bless those who have already trusted thee. Help them to live the Christian life day by day. We do thank thee for all the parents that are with us here tonight, all the mums and dads and grandparents and aunts and uncles. We thank the Lord for each one. We pray too that thou wilt have a word for the grown-ups tonight as well. And we do pray, Lord, for any with us tonight, and they know not the Lord as Savior, that they too would put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to be their Savior. We thank thee that thy word says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Remember, Lord, the one tonight who will come to bring your word. Remember our brother, Mr. David Cahoon. We thank thee for him. And just bless him and help him tonight as he would share the good news of the gospel for boys and girls and mums and dads, that the Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior who saves and keeps unto life eternal. Bless him tonight and use him. Remember all the boys and girls also as they would take part. We pray that they too would know the help and the blessing and the grace of God upon them. Take away all fear and nervousness from them, we pray. And Father, may they know the help of the Lord, and may there be a blessing to all who will gather here with us this evening. Remember, Lord, those that cannot come tonight, bless them wherever they might be. And Lord, we do pray for the work of Bethel Children's Crusade. We thank thee for it. Bless her sister, Mrs. Gillian Moore, as she leads this work. We thank thee for her labors, for her endeavors, and her faithfulness, Lord, week by week, throughout the year. And we pray that thou would bless her and encourage her, and all those who labor in the work as well. We thank thee for all the leaders and helpers who give of their time week by week. And we pray that thou would bless them and encourage them in this work, we pray. Do us good now, we pray. Bless across our land tonight, wherever thy word is faithfully ministered. And Lord, we pray that many, not only here, but in other places as well, not only will hear the gospel, but will come to trust and to lean upon the Lord Jesus Christ and to own him as Savior and as Lord. Bless us now, we pray. Have thy way in all our hearts tonight, and glorify thy name in all that will be said and done. For we pray and we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen and amen. Just a few announcements before we start into our program. First of all, I want to welcome everyone tonight, boys and girls, mums and dads, grannies and granddads, aunts and uncles. We want to welcome you all tonight in the Lord's great name, and all the members and friends of our congregation as well. It is good to see you along. Welcome you, boys and girls, and also welcome our guest speaker tonight, Brother Mr. David Cahoon from Dungannon. And we pray the Lord will bless him tonight as he shares the word of God. We would ask that during the service there'd be no recording of the service on mobile phones, so just do remember that during the meeting, please. Also, on behalf just of Bethel Children's Crusade, I want to thank all the boys and girls who have attended the meeting so faithfully throughout the year. We thank you for coming each night of the week to Tresna, to Maguire's Bridge, or here to Bethel. I want to thank also all the parents who allow the children to come, who send them and help to bring them week by week. And really, without your consent and your help, we could not have the meetings, and we thank you sincerely in the Lord. Also like to give a special word of thanks to our sister, Mrs. Gillian Moore, who leads this work and gives of her time and her much sacrifices made week by week, and all the help and all the preparation for the meetings. We thank her sister for her faithfulness in this work, and we pray the Lord will richly bless her and encourage her. And not only Gillian, but the band of workers and leaders who help in the meetings week by week. I want to thank you also sincerely in the Lord for giving of your time and helping out in the meetings. And we appreciate that time and effort that is made each week. Can I just say that at the end of the meeting tonight, we're asking that the children and family members be allowed to leave first. And just remember, drivers leaving the car park just to drive carefully as there's young children around. Just one or two other announcements in connection with our church here. Tuesday night's our prayer meeting night, 8 p.m. It's a special deputation meeting for the work of the Youth Council. Mr. Richard Edwards will be speaking about that work, so do remember that. We invite you along on Tuesday evening. Friday night, our youth fellowship are going on a trip down to Craigavon to the Artistic Centre. The bus will be leaving sharp at 5:15. All young people are welcome. Anyone still wanting to go and having your name on the list, speak to our youth leader, Mr. Ian Moore. Next Lord's Day, that's next Sunday, the 11th of December, Sunday school and Bible class, 11 a.m. in the morning. Morning worship service, 12 noon, the evening gospel service at 7. Both services preceded by half of prayer. I belong to bring God's word. You'll be most welcome. And then our annual carol service will be here in the church building this night fortnight. That's the Lord's Day, the Sunday night, the 18th of December at 7 p.m. And again, you're most welcome to that carol service. And there's wee invitations there in the table and the porch. Do take those as you leave. So I think that's really all by way of necessary announcements. We're going to hand now over to our sister, Mrs. Gillian Moore, and the boys and girls are going to take part tonight, and we're really looking forward to the program, and we pray the Lord will richly bless them and help them all tonight in the Saviour's name. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to see everybody here, and you're all looking really smart, all nice, clean, smiling faces. Now, I want you to be really good. When you're up singing, you sing it with all you've got, because we want our mummies and daddies and all our friends to hear how well we can sing. Now, if you behave yourself and sit up in the meeting, because I'm going to be watching everybody, there's maybe something for you on the way out. But if you don't behave, I know the workers in our meeting will enjoy the wee gifts that are out there, because they've said to me, I hope they don't behave because I really want what's in those bags. So you prove everybody wrong that you can sit up and behave and do your very best. So now, boys and girls, we're all going to come forward and we're going to sing our pieces. And then Tresna will remain standing while everybody else sits down. So if Tresna, Maguire's Bridge and Bethel, you all come forward, please. Thank you.
made us all special because he loves us. Jeremiah 31 verse 3 tells us, I have loved thee with an everlasting love.
No one has the same voice as me, or fingerprints, or teeth.
No one has the same eye thumbprint or the rim of my ears as me.
No one walks or runs like me or has the same DNA.
I am unique.
Being made in God's image means we can love and care for others.
Being made in God's image means we can be creative.
We can make things.
We can play musical instruments.
You sent me in pictures.
Then we'll have the boys and girls from Maguire's Bridge. They can come up. And remember, everybody, once Maguire's Bridge finishes, you need to stand up and face your mummies and daddies, and then we'll sing that song at the very end, and we'll sing it twice. Okay?
Every flower and every bird
were brought to life according to God's plan.
Then on the sixth day, God's power was displayed.
When out of dust, they made a walking man.
Still, scientists have heard of this and say they want none of this. They claim we from animals evolved.
I have two hands that fold in prayer. I recognize that God is there to answer what I have upon my heart.
I have two ears to hear him speak, and I know when he talks to me the way that heaven doesn't seem that far. Have you ever heard a monkey prayer tell the world that Jesus saves and he will cleanse you from your every sin?
I didn't come from a monkey.
I never climbed from a tree.
Don't make a monkey to me.
God so loved me that he died for me.
Don't make a monkey to me.
Thank you.
words from Bethel. If you can come up.
God made our bones. The Bible says in Job chapter 10 verse 11, Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh and hast fenced me with bones and sinews.
God made our eyes and ears.
The Bible says in Proverbs 20, verse 12, The hearing ear and the seeing eye the Lord hath made even both of them.
God made our DNA. We are all related.
The Bible says in Acts chapter 17, verse 26, And hath made of one blood all nations of men.
There's no way our DNA could just happen by chance. It was wonderfully designed by God, and God thought of everything.
God made me, and God made you.
The Bible says, in Ephesians 2, verse 10, For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. They were our first parents, therefore we are all sinners. Romans 5, verse 12 says, Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, all have sinned.
Jesus died on the cross to take away our sin. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying. Christ died, came into the world to save sinners.
We want to thank the boys and girls and mums and dads as well for putting them over all their pieces. I think the children all did wonderfully well and they all sang really well. Our theme this term has been that we're fearfully and wonderfully made and how God created us in his image and we didn't happen by chance. And we trust that you have enjoyed our programme. And we'll hand back over now to the Reverend Porter.
Thank you, Gillian, and thank you, boys and girls, for singing so well and saying your pieces so well. You've really, really worked hard for tonight. I think, mums and dads, we could give them a wee round of applause of encouragement. Thank you very much. And we're going to just turn again in our hymn book to the hymn number 539. 539. It's on the page 393 of the hymn book. It's a very well-known hymn. It says, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord. Indeed. Now, boys and girls, I've heard you've been practicing this hymn, so you really sing it out and encourage all the mums and dads as well to sing it out. And during the singing of this hymn, then we'll get set up for the Bible lesson. But I'll ask you all to stand as our sister leads us in the organ, please. Let us stand as we sing. may be seated. Right, we're going to hand over now to our guest speaker, Mr. David Cahoon from Dungannon. We welcome him in Jesus' name. We pray the Lord will bless him tonight, boys and girls, as he brings God's word to us. So really sit up and listen well and see how well we can listen to the speaker this evening. Thank you. We'll hand over now to David.
Thank you very much, Mr. Porter. Boys and girls, if I could just reiterate to say how fantastic you were this evening. If there's a prize for you tonight, you're already 50% along the way to having earned it. So for the rest of the meeting now, as we turn to our Bible lesson, I'm going to ask you just to continue to sit up your very best. Between you and me, as I was watching earlier, it's not your behavior that's going to be the problem. I saw all those mummies and daddies down at the back trying to get up on their tippy toes, trying to look and put you off while you were saying your verses and doing your pieces. But I'd like you to bear with me tonight. Now, we've got a bit of a technical problem, but that's okay. We're not going to worry about that. It looks like it's not picking up my computer, and it's going to take too long to transfer it onto the memory stick and onto the other one. So we're just going to continue on and not worry about that. So I'm going to ask you for a little bit of help tonight. Does anybody like getting post? Do we still get letters nowadays? Sadly, all of the letters that I get tend to come in brown envelopes. And brown makes me frown, because it's normally a bill, or it's something from the tax man, somebody looking a little bit of information. But this week, I ordered some cards online. And there was an irony. With the postal strike, the cards weren't almost delivered in time. But I was never so happy to see my package arrive a couple of days ago. And in here, oh, look what I've got. I have a number of cards. And if you sit up good and pay attention, I might let you open a card, display it on the front, and I have got some sweets here. Does that sound like a deal? Yeah. Yes. The sweets, or the part about sitting up and listening? Will you sit up and listen? Yeah. Very, very good. Oh, let me see. Who would like to open this first card for me? First hand up. Come on ahead. Now. And mummies and daddies, you're not missing anything on screen. I simply had the pictures of the cards so that you could see what your child was opening tonight. Oh, don't rip my envelope. Oh, it's done. Okay. Pull it out. Let's see what it is. Is it stuck? No, it's not. Do you know what that says?
Get well soon.
Well done. You can grab some sweets. Get well soon. Hands up if you've ever had one of those cards. Sometimes we be sick. Sometimes people have to go in hospital. I could tell you a funny story about how one time at Holiday Bible Club, I broke my foot playing football in Dungannon. So I hope nothing like that ever happens at Bethel or one of our children's meetings. Get well soon. Because sometimes we get sick. And as you have been learning this year, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And away back at the beginning of time in the Garden of Eden, God made us perfectly. The first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve. But you all know what happened. They disobeyed God's law. They fell. And sin entered into the world. And with sin came sickness. With sin came sadness. And as you get bigger and maybe start to wonder why things happen in this world, all of the bad things that happen in this world, it's because of sin. And so, when I see a get well card and someone who needs to get better, not only does it remind me maybe of a broken bone or a bump or a bruise that they have, but also a problem that we are all born with in our hearts. Our hearts have a problem. There's a problem of the heart, and it's called sin. It's called sin. And boys and girls, that is absolutely the greatest problem that affects each and every one of us. Now, I've got another card. Oh, first hand. Well done. There you go, pet. That's it. You pull it apart. There's no money inside it. Can you manage? What kind of card is that?
Sheep.
Is there sheep? Yes. And where are they? They're in the?
Snow.
In the snow. And what type of tree is that beside them?
Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree. So what kind of card's that? Christmas card. There you go. Don't make a mess with those sweets. A Christmas card. How many sleeps until Christmas? Not too many. This day, 2 weeks, it'll almost, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's almost over. And I hope everybody has been very, very good. Christmas. Now, okay, hands down. Hands down. Thank you. At Christmas, everybody loves to get a present. And sometimes they're small presents. Sometimes they're huge presents. Do you ever poke it underneath the tree and try and guess what it is? No, you're very good. Do you ever squeeze it? Rattle it? Oh, everybody in Enniskillen must be very, very well behaved. Well, we do like to think about presents at Christmas time. But the most important thing about Christmas isn't about the trees. It's not about the presents. It's not about snow or snowmen or anything else. The whole reason for Christmas, the clue is in the title, it's all about Christ. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to this earth. The greatest present ever from God Himself, who gave His Son to come and be the way of salvation for boys and girls and mums and dads who suffer from that heart problem of sin. So at Christmas time, we think about the greatest present, the gift of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I still have quite a few cards here. Somebody over at this side, third girl in, I think you were, yes? You might get teased a bit for opening this one. What kind of card do you think that is? What is it in front of it? Lots of heart. Did you ever get a Valentine's card? Shh. Nobody's listening. You can tell me. Did you ever send one?
No.
No. Something tells me that could change in the future. You grab yourself sweets. Well done. Valentine's. Ooh. You have a little bit to go before it comes round to that there. I'm sure there's many people here and they've sent a Valentine's card. You know, the one thing about Valentine's card is you write the recipient's name on it, but quite often you leave the sender's name off. You send it as a secret because you don't want to be embarrassed at telling someone that you love them. Love! Isn't that a funny word? I'm sure you're much too young to be telling anybody that you love them. If you're big enough to start thinking like that, mummies and daddies, that's when the trouble starts. But a Valentine's card, hearts. And we're drawn back to the matter of the heart that we mentioned just a few minutes ago. If we think about sin being the greatest problem and Christ being the greatest present, was it not the greatest love for fallen boys and girls and men and women that brought Christ, the Son of God, down from heaven's glory to this old sin-cursed world to be born as a baby in a manger? Jesus came because he loved his people. What an amazing love that is. That God the Son would come and become man so that we could be saved. You know, it's said that John 3 and 16 is God's Valentine's card to the world. God's love message to the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Boys and girls, maybe you sing that little chorus about John 3:16. 25 words. 12 about God, 12 about me, Son in the center. John 3, verse 16. And if you look through the letters in that verse, you can pick out all the letters that make the word Valentine. How God loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, the greatest present for boys and girls. Now, somebody from this side, stripy shirt first hand, how long were you just sitting like that, poised to go? Well done. About 5 minutes. Have I been talking that long? What's that?
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. You grabbed some sweeties there. Well done. Easter. We've got sheep on this card. Not bunnies, but talks about Easter. Our cards so far are telling a story about Christ coming to this world, about the reason why he came to this world, about how he loved boys and girls who need a Savior because we're born in sin. And because of his love, that boy grew into a man, sinless and spotless. The Bible says that Jesus, because he was God, in him was no sin. He knew no sin and no guile was found in his mouth. You know, that can't be said about any one of us. Because no matter how good we try to behave, no matter how well we try to do, we break God's law. Maybe we tell a fib. Maybe we covet something, want something that we shouldn't do. But the only person ever in the history of the world who kept God's law perfectly, who pleased God, was his own Son. And Jesus went the whole way from Bethlehem to a place called Calvary. And because of his great love for his people, he died on the cross. He took my place and he took your place. He suffered the punishment of sins that should have been ours. He took the penalty and he paid the price. Calvary, the single greatest event in history, where the greatest battle was won, because Christ defeated sin and death and hell and the devil, so that Christians are assured of the victory through their Savior. Now, Oh, come on. Good man. Let me save only a couple more. Now, there you go. You can open that one.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You grab some sweets. Well done. Happy birthday. We all love our birthdays. Except when you start to get too many of them, you start to forget them, or you maybe try to count backwards. I don't know. Has anybody had a birthday this week? Was it really your birthday this week? On the 14th. Has anybody had a birthday this month? Well, the 14th counts as this month, doesn't it? Right. Can you catch? Oh, don't fight. Anybody else had a birthday? Is that just because you want some sweets, or was it really your birthday? It was. Well, then you come up and get a packet too. I've got more. Come on ahead. Right. Birthdays. Oh, birthdays are great when you're coming to the children's meeting. But in our story tonight, I want to tell you about the best birthday. The best birthday. You see, when Jesus died for sinners, Jesus says in the Bible, and you said it in your verses tonight, that if you come unto Him, if you believe in Him, if you trust in Him, turning from your sins and ask Him to save you, then you'll be saved. You'll be born again. And I have two birthdays. Two birthdays. One is my physical birthday in April when I'm born. And my other birthday is my spiritual birthday when I was born again and became a Christian. And when I was 7 years old, one Sunday night, as I was in my bed, I simply asked the Lord to take away my sins so that I didn't have to go to hell. And you know, the Lord saved me that night. And He has kept me ever since. And I've been a Christian for 35 years. And God has kept me, He has provided for me, and He has led me the entire way. You know, my Savior is a wonderful Savior. And tonight, I hope that He will be your Savior too. Mummies and daddies, we all have times when we don't know what to do, don't know what way to turn, don't know what's going to happen. But I have a great God that I can lean on, a great God that guides me, a great God that provides for me. And if He's not your Savior, I hope that you will make Him your Savior tonight. Back row, back corner, please. Last couple of cards, and then we'll be done. You've been sitting up really, really well. I think those prizes are still within your sights. With sympathy. Thank you very much. You grab yourself a packet of sweets. With sympathy. If birthdays signify birth and being born and coming into this world, it is true that we've all got a limited number of days on this earth. No man knows when we're going to die, but there's a divine appointment with God, who knows the exact day, date, time, number of breaths, number of heartbeats before we be ushered out into eternity to meet with God. Some people worry about death. Some people fear getting old. But for the Christian and the child of God, it's just one step closer to glory. It's not something to worry about. It's not something to fret about. Because my soul is in God's great hands. And I've trusted my heart and my soul and my life to His keeping. And I have an assurance of where I'm going to go when I die. And in our final card, I'm going to illustrate that to you. Wee girl at the end. Good girl. Thank you very, very much.
New home.
There we go. Uh-oh. Buy a packet of sweets sitting under there somewhere. I will get you a packet before the day is out. I mostly come prepared. A new home. You see, when I die, I know where I'm going. And my new home is going to be heaven with my Savior. You know, over in John chapter 14, He promised me that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. There's a place for me prepared in heaven. I can read my claim to that title in the sky. You see, I had a heart problem because of sin. God sent His Son to provide forgiveness for that sin. He did it because of love. A love which we can never fathom or never understand, why Christ would love His fallen creation so much to leave heaven and to come and give His life for people who have rejected Him and hated Him. The greatest event at Calvary, where the way of salvation and the work was finished, done once, done perfectly, and done for every person who would ever call on the name of the Lord, so that we can have the new birth, a second birthday. That those who are saved should never fear death, because we're going to go to heaven for eternity to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. If the screen had been working, I would have showed you a couple of final images. The first one would have been an invitation. Oh, how we love to get invitations. Maybe it means you're going to a birthday party. Maybe it means you're going to a special garden party at one of the palaces. But we all love to be invited to go somewhere, to see someone special. And tonight, friend, there's a special invitation issued to each and every one of you here tonight to be saved, to come, seek Jesus, find Jesus, and ask Him to be your Savior. Jesus says, "Come unto Me." Will you heed His invitation tonight and come to the Savior? My nephew's getting married in a couple of weeks, so we've got a wedding to go to. We got our invitation, sent my wife into overload, made me buy a new suit and shirt and tie and socks. Must be something wrong with this one. But on the invitation it said, RSVP. Now, anybody that knows French can tell you what that means. But basically, it says, please send a response. And there was a date by when we needed to send that response. And as the gospel invitation goes out to you tonight, you have to RSVP. You have to respond. No one can do it for you. You must do it for yourself. And just like my wedding invitation said that I had so many days or weeks to respond and say that I was going, the Bible tells us not to delay. not to reject or ignore this invitation for one second longer. But now is the accepted time. Right now, in this meeting, here and now, is the day of salvation. And boys, girls, mummies and daddies, if you don't know Christ as your Saviour, I trust that you'll hear His calling voice this evening. You will see and believe in the message that we have painted through the illustration of these cards. And I hope and trust that you will ask Jesus to save you, and that you too will be born again and have assurance of your home in heaven. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much to David tonight for coming and sharing with us the good news of the gospel. And boys and girls and mums and dads, that's our prayer for each and every one of you tonight, that you will heed that gospel invitation. Put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, to the wonderful joy of your sins forgiven, and be sure of that new home in heaven when you come to leave this world. We thank David for coming, and we pray the Lord will richly bless him. We're going to close our meeting tonight by singing together the hymn number 701, 701. And this is a wonderful children's hymn, but it reminds us all of the importance of coming to the Lord Jesus and trusting Him to be our Savior. 701, you'll find it in the page 459. Come to the Savior, make no delay. Here in His Word, He has shown us the way. Here in our midst, He's standing today, tenderly saying, come. 701, we'll stand as we sing, as we're led with the organ, please. Let's all remain standing for prayer. Every eye closed, every head bowed, just while we talk to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us here tonight. We thank Thee for helping all the boys and girls as they've taken part the things that they've said and the things that they've learned, bless them to their hearts. Bless those truths to all our hearts. We thank thee that thou art the great Creator God who made us every one. We thank thee for helping our brother David in the message tonight, the Bible lesson. And we thank thee for the greatest gift of all, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this world, died upon the cross to save us from our sins. We thank thee for every boy and girl and mom and dad who has trusted Christ, who has heeded the gospel invitation. But Lord, for any tonight, boys and girls or older folks, and as yet they've never trusted the Lord Jesus to be their Savior, to take away their sins, we pray that even tonight they will make the Lord Jesus Christ their choice and accept Him by faith to be their Savior. Take us now to our homes in safety. Keep us all safe as we travel along the roads. Bless us until we meet again. Remember all the boys and girls in the various children's meetings represented. Bless them even over the Christmas holiday season and whenever they resume again in the new year in thy will. We pray that thou would bring out the boys and girls and bless them and all the homes and the families from which they come from. These things we pray and these things we ask for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen and amen. Brother David, myself, will be going to the door, and if we just ask that maybe the folks from the congregation just to remain seated and allow the children to go first along with their parents so that they can get their wee prizes as they leave. Thank you very much. Thank you.